We spend a moment in prayer before we begin our study. Isaiah, not Proverbs, Isaiah chapter 45, verse 7. So in a few moments, I'll announce that again after our prayer. You can turn in your Bibles to that passage of Scripture. May we pray together, please. Father, we're thankful so very much for your matchless grace, for the opportunity which is ours to turn our attention away from things of this world and focus our minds upon these eternal truths. We're thankful that we have the Bible, the Word of God. We're thankful for the ministry of the Holy Spirit. We're thankful for the logistical provisions of life. We thank you that you take care of us no matter what happens to us, our ups and downs and difficulties, burdens and stresses in life. And yet you promised in your word that you would never leave us. You'd always be with us. And we know that all things do work together for good to those who love you, those who are called according to your purpose. We pray that in these moments we're studying now, that we'll be able to receive spiritual fuel for our souls, that we'll be able to utilize this spiritual fuel on a day-by-day basis. Thank you for every blessing. In Jesus' name, amen. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 7. I trust you'll open your Bible to that passage of Scripture. Isaiah 45, verse 7. The one forming light and creating darkness, causing well-being and creating calamity. I am the Lord who does all these. An interesting verse indeed. You're going to have to look at it with me, and let's spend some time just hearing what the verse says. The one forming light, creating darkness. I'm going to let you think about it because it's important to get this in our minds. The one forming light and creating darkness. Second line, causing well-being and creating calamity. You don't have any trouble seeing that there are two opposites being presented here. The one forming light and creating darkness, causing well-being and creating calamity. And then that last line, I am the Lord who does all these. Now, that's a confusing verse indeed. I have it written out here. Isaiah 45, 7. The one forming light and creating darkness, causing well-being and creating calamity. I am the Lord who does all these. Now, how in this wide world can we conclude that God in heaven, our Lord Jesus Christ, the members of the Trinity, could say something like this? The one forming light. We understand that. Then it says, and creating darkness, causing well-being and creating calamity. Are you able to see that there are two thoughts being presented? Now, you've not done this before, and I've not done it this way before. But I'm going to give you three words, and I'm going to ask you to write these words down. The first word is a Hebrew word, yatsar, which is spelled J-A-T-S-A-R. I'm going to ask you to write that word down. J-A-T-S-A-R. I've not done it this way before, but I'm doing it this way today. In these brief moments we have together, we're going to see three Hebrew words in the meaning. Yatsar, J-A-T-S-A-R. The second word is bara, B-A-R-A, B-A-R-A, bara. I'll be explaining each one of these words. The last word you see before you is asa, A-S-A-H. Please do me a favor for your sake. Write these words down, because as I describe the words, you're going to see things you've never seen before from God's wonderful word. Yatsar, Yatsar, J-A-T-S-A-R. Bara, B-A-R-A. Asa, A-S-A-H. Just listen, please. In Isaiah 44:6, thus says the Lord, King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first, and I am the last, and beside me there is no God. That's Isaiah 44:6. Isaiah 44:8 says, fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have not I told you from that time, and have declared it? You're even my witnesses. Is there a God beside me? Yea, there is no God. I know not any. That's Isaiah 44:8. Isaiah 45, verse 5. I am the Lord, and there's none else. Isaiah 45:5. I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I guided thee, though thou hast not known me. That's Isaiah 45:5. Isaiah 45:6. That they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. You're going to be able to hear what I'm trying to get over. I am the first, I'm the last. I'm Alpha and Omega. I'm Aleph, Tav. First and last letters of the Greek, first and last letters of the Hebrew. Isaiah 45:14, only part of it. Surely God is in thee, and there is none else. There is no God. Isaiah 45:14. Isaiah 45:18. For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it. He hath established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else. You've got to hear these words before I give you the three Hebrew words. Isaiah 45:18 again. For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth made it. He hath established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else. Proverbs 16:3. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy plans shall be established. Proverbs 16:4. For the Lord hath made all things for himself. The Lord hath made all things for himself. Yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. Unusual verses indeed. We've got to see it. Proverbs 16:3 and 4. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and your plans shall be established. The Lord hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked, for the day of evil. And then our verse, Isaiah 45:7. I am the Lord, and there's none else. First word, Yatsar. Isaiah 45:7. Put whatever you want to out behind or below the Hebrew word Yatsar. I molded, I formed Yatsar. Light, truth, and created darkness. Strange indeed. I'm reading it again. Our Lord said, I molded, I Yatsar, I formed light and truth and created darkness. Bara, light was formed and darkness was Yatsar created. We'll talk about that in detail in a moment. Genesis 1:3-5 says, darkness is the result of Satan, not the result of God. Genesis 1:3-5 says, darkness is the result of Satan. Darkness came as the result of the rebellion of one I created, God said. Darkness came as a result of the rebellion of the one I created. I created Bara, created out of nothing. Bara, created out of nothing. An angel rejected. I made the angel, but the angel rejected. Bara, created out of nothing. I made. Asa, something out of something. Asa, peace, prosperity, came from truth. Isn't it interesting? I made peace and created evil. In other words, evil came as a result of the rebellion of Satan. Now we've looked at the word Yatsar. Now let's get more into the detail of the second word, Bara. You've got it down there, so write some notes under Bara. Bara, created out of nothing. I created Bara out of nothing. The angel rejected, and evil resulted. If you're following, you're seeing it. Isaiah 45:7b, I, Jehovah, the Lord, am manufacturing these things. I do. I make. Asa, to make something out of something. In other words, God is saying, and this is not easy to completely understand, but just listen, mankind, just like angels, have free will, choice. God made an angel. We know that angel is Lucifer. So, Isaiah 45:7, the B part of the verse, I, Jehovah, the Lord, do these things. Do is asa, A-S-A-H, to make something out of something. God is saying here, mankind, angels, have free will. But God is also saying, even though mankind and angels have free will, I have an overall purpose. I have an overall plan. I have the final say. Even with free choice, of mankind. I'm still in charge. Isn't it interesting? I have, God said, the final say. Even with the free will of us, mankind, I'm still, he says, in charge. God is the winner, and God will always be the winner. If you want to be on the right side, get on the winning side. God is and always will be the winner. The bulldozer of God's plan is moving right on. We either choose to get on that plan or we get smashed by it. I'm going to repeat that about 3 or 4 times. God is the winner. If we choose to be on the winning side, we choose God's side. If we choose to be on the winning side, we choose God's thinking, the thinking of the Lord Jesus Christ. If we choose God's side, we love God and love Jesus Christ and love the Bible. And we study it and we learn it and we apply it on a day-by-day basis. Our Lord said, I'm in charge. I'm the winner. And the bulldozer of God's plan is moving right along. Whether we choose to get on it or choose to get smashed by it. The bulldozer of God's plan is moving right on. We either get with the plan or we get smashed by the plan. Does that make sense? Let me tell you something. You may not ever forget this particular service. I'm not going to because I love these Hebrew words. Darkness doesn't come directly from God, but God created the creature that brought darkness into the world. Do you get that? Darkness doesn't come direct. We're talking about spiritual darkness. Darkness doesn't come directly from God. But God created the creature that brought darkness into the world. That's the reason why we are beginning to understand our verse for today. Satan, not God, is the author of spiritual darkness. If we choose to go the dark way, we choose Satan's way. If we choose to go the light way, we choose to go God's way. God created an angel. This angel was called the Son of the Morning, the Day Star. A light being absolutely perfect. Lucifer, the angel, fallen, and we talked about that in the first session, had free will. This angel had choice. Isaiah 14, 12 through 14, and Ezekiel 28, 12, 13, and 14. Gave you that in the first session. In this angel nature, he turned against God, and from him came the darkness. In other words, God created the angel with choice. He chose to turn negative. He chose to turn against God. He turned light to darkness. Spiritual light to darkness. Bara, B-A-R-A, is used because God created the angel out of nothing, who in turn, because of choice, turned light to darkness. I hope you're writing some notes under each one of these letters. Satan is creature. God is creator. Be sure you put that down. Satan is creature, is a creature. God is a creator. God continues to control, even though his created beings, us, oftentimes disobey his will. And we disobey his design. God continues to control. It's important for you and me to be able to see every day that we live. We must understand that we have a relationship to God and God is in control. God continues to control. Even though his created beings disobey his will, and sometimes we disobey not only his will, but his design for us. We can choose to disobey, but the Lord is still the ruler of history. Jesus Christ controls history. We've looked now at the word Yatzar. We've looked at the word bara, to create out of nothing. This goes back to the author of darkness. He was created out of nothing, made absolutely perfect, Lucifer, the day star. He chose to disobey, and he brought about darkness. In other words, we've been dealing with sin, Satan, evil. From Satan comes evil. Bara, create out of nothing, to bring into existence that which was not. Asa, to make something out of something, to fashion out of existing materials. Yatzar, to mold, to create. What's interesting is, and you'll like this one, out of those three words, the word bana, to build, good taste in the plan and proportions of the structure. Now, listen to me carefully. We've looked at these words, and we look at bana now. Did I have that on the screen for you? The word bana is a word which means to build in good taste. Build it in good taste, in good plan, good proportions of structure. Now, you're going to go away today happy, ladies. The scripture says that the woman was banad, good taste, good plans, right proportions. I thought you'd be blessed by that. One of these days we'll come back and give this more in detail. I just wanted to spring it on you and let you think about it just a little bit. May we pray together, please. Father, thank you today for what you've done, what you're doing. We realize that we are the recipients of your magnificent gifts, the gift of salvation, gift of life. So many gifts per day. We wake up each morning and we realize that the day that's before us is a gift from your grace. The health that we have, the strength that we have, no matter how difficult some days are for us from a physical standpoint, we realize that as long as you have us on this earth alive, you have a purpose and a plan for us being here. And when that purpose and plan is completed, you'll take us home. We are thankful indeed for life, for eternal life, for the blessings of life. We ask that today you will help us now as we leave this service, just to remind the people that if they've never accepted Jesus Christ as Savior, they could do that now. We're thankful for the love that you have for us, for the world. And we know that the scripture says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe on him would not perish, but have everlasting life. We do not know who at this moment will be hearing these words, this voice. But we pray that each person who hears this voice now, if that person has never accepted Jesus Christ as Savior, that they'll realize right now that this is the most important decision they could ever make. And the Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. We pray that there will be those who will do that just now. And we realize that you do not lie. You tell us the truth. And you've said, whoever has the Son has life. If you do not have the Son of God, you do not have life. And so we pray that there will be many who will accept you, God's Son, as the Savior of the world, as their Savior. We pray and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.